This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's get out to the phones. Joining us now, talk Orioles and Ravens. Fresh Takes, the show with Ben Hall. He is on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the program. He's pretty awesome. Cordell Woodland. Cordell, what's happening?
What's up, guys?
Be by your phone later, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, if you're listening, you're picking up what I'm putting down.
See you tomorrow, Cordell.
Yeah, for real. But anyway, Albert Suarez has been named as the starter for the exhibition opener against the Pirates, and nothing to, you know, really judge too much. Even though Charlie Morton wasn't there today because of an illness, maybe he would have got the call. Who knows? But as we look at the pitching staff and Suarez, as you know, you're down there all the time. Suarez was huge for them getting back to the playoffs. Does it seem as though he's projected to be in the starting five? But where does he fit in? Insignificant of importance for this team trying to get to the playoffs for the third straight year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it seems like he'll be a guy that's, you know, a part of the bullpen, a key piece of that bullpen. I saw maybe last week, I forget who I saw reported, probably a lot of them reported it, but that Brandon Hyde said that they're planning to stretch him out as a starter right now. So, you know, I think last year showed that they can trust Albert Suarez in a variety of roles. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that they need to rely on him this year as much as they relied on him last year. A lot of that was out of necessity, and I don't want to say they got lucky, but they were very fortunate that he held up the way that he did and he was as dependable as he was for them last year. Who knows what that's going to look like this year? Every year it feels like a, you know, its own separate entity for pitchers, but he's definitely earned the trust of the brass, and I like Albert Suarez a lot, and you know, like I said, he's beneficial for them in a variety of roles, but I think that they're going to start with him in the bullpen. Like you said, I think their five-man rotation is already set, and they've already kind of turned down the idea of a six-man rotation, at least for right now.
Hey, Cordell, who are we going to hear most about improving defensively, Holiday, Mayo, or Kerstad?
Oh,
In spring training.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I would imagine Holiday and Kerstad would be the main two guys just because they're going to get the bulk of the reps compared to Mayo, who's, you know, rotational right now. He's going to get his chances, especially in the games. But I think in terms of, like, everyday process, these are two guys that you're projecting to be in your starting lineups on a daily basis. So I'm hoping that you hear about it from them. Holiday should be easier because he played so much second base last year. You just hope that it's another year of just comfortability for him, not kind of being thrown to the wolves. I think he knows what to expect this year. Kerstad, similar situation, and you're mostly hoping that he takes advantage of the opportunity that's in front of him. And they already know what he can do at the plate. The big thing for him is showing that he looks comfortable in the corner outfield and that he can make the plays out there. Start with the routine plays and work your way up to climbing the wall. But I think it's imperative, really, that Kjærstad out of the three is the guy that we're hearing the most about his defense improvement, because I think he's the one. Him and Mayo are the two guys that could be on the move when it's all said and done.
Cordell Woodland joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Cordell, before we get to the Ravens, last thing with the Birds, the original Birds, of course. Adley Rutschman, your confidence level that the second half disaster offensively was an aberration. Are we going to see him get back to Adley 1-1, two-time All-Star level? And he was a deserving All-Star starter in 2024.
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned it last night on me and Ben's show, you know, that I don't think that this Adley that we saw in the second half last year is who he is. I don't want to say I've wiped it out of my mind, because I haven't forgotten how he looked, but I've already accepted that that's not him. We've gotten a big enough sample size of Adley Rutschman going into that second half of the season, and what helps is the fact that we know he got hit on the hand. Now, you know, I know Mike Elias at the end of the season press conference, and even to this point, hasn't kind of lean into Adley being hurt. Adley repeatedly said he was healthy. That doesn't make you feel great, but I'm just going to assume that they're lying to us, and that he something was bothering him, because for their sake, that can't be the Adley Rutschman that we're going to see going forward. I just refuse to believe that that's him. Of course, everything right now is all rosy, and he's hitting everything over the wall, and his timing is on point. All of that is great. This is the time for all the good news, but I fully expect the real Adley Rutschman to stand up this season.
Now, Cordell, I heard you on Fresh Take the other day, you and Ben, and you were talking about the Cleveland stuff and Justin Tucker stuff. Now, with Tucker, Harbs and Eric will be talking probably Tuesday or Wednesday this next week. I'm guessing they're not going to say anything about that. And we were talking about it earlier. If he is, say, kind of like Watson, pays people off or whatever, and he's back, what is the fan reaction?
It depends on the result of that kick. And, that's sad to say. But in sports, people at times will put their rooting interest before morals. We've already taken calls. I had a dude call into the show the other day straight up like, why should I care about what Justin Tucker does in his off time? And, you know, in reality, you probably don't have to care. It doesn't impact you directly, but the team should care. And for me, you know, as I can speak for myself as a fan of a team that has gone through morality issues of their own in the past, that stuff matters to me. I don't want to root for a team that is filled with guys that does the types of things that those guys were doing at the time in that organization. And in this case, I just don't want that type of vibe around the team. Now, it doesn't help him that he's been sporadic the last couple of years in terms of his job on the field. But that shouldn't matter. In terms of the fan reception, I think it'll be mixed the way it is right now. You've got people that call in saying that basically they don't care. And you've got some people that really do care about it. So I think when you get out there, it'll kind of be the same thing. But again, the result of that kick may sway the crowd one way or another, unfortunately.
Cordell, you know what's funny is that since the fumble and the drop, you know, now Mark Andrews is a guy that possibly, you know, is a cap casualty. Would you make him a cap casualty?
I can't see myself just straight up cutting Mark Andrews. I just can't see it. And that's knowing you have Isaiah Likely right there. Like, that's what makes it so weird, because they're in a perfect spot to make a move like that, where typically you're not just letting a guy like Mark Andrews out on the streets. And I get it. He's not in anybody's good graces right now with how the season ended. I understand that fully. But this is still a really talented guy. He led all tight ends this season in touchdown receptions. He's the franchise leader in touchdowns. I mean, Mark has put together a masterclass of a career to this point. It's unfortunate he just hasn't been able to have some of those bright spots in the most important time of the season. But I would look to trade him. I would look to trade him first and foremost if you're going to get him off your team. And then if you can't trade him, I'd still keep him. And that doesn't mean you can't still give Isaiah Likely a bigger role next year, because he has earned it. And as much as there was talk about the two tight end sets this year, me personally, it didn't meet my expectations. I still felt like there was still a lot of meat left on the bone for Isaiah Likely to do more than he did. And Mark had a great year, but there was still room for Likely to be better. So that said, yeah, I wouldn't cut Mark Andrews. I'd look to move him if possible, but I would also not be opposed to keeping him on the team. And because if he is there, it does nothing but help you. It doesn't hurt your roster to have both tight ends still on the team next year.
Cordell Woodland, Ben Hall, Fresh Take, Terps tonight at 8:30. When's the next time we're going to hear the show?
Yeah, me and Ben will be back together next Thursday, I believe, next Thursday and Friday. I'm solo tomorrow night, but I guess that depends on what happens early in the day. So
yeah,
I guess they
I got a test sitting in the on the dashboard of my car that's going to dictate some of that stuff. Cordell Woodland, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the rest of your Total Request Thursday.
Thanks, right, Cordell. Guys, thanks. Appreciate it, man.
There's Cordell Woodland, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. It's the Whip Around 11:15. And then Rich Dubrow, BaltimoreBaseball.com, live from Florida. Talk about those Orioles getting ready for the season and the Pirates. Albert Suarez making the debut Saturday.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Afternoon.
Vinny and Haney's Whip.
Brought to you by Fox Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes, the best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send your song request to the Plaza Board text line at 410-583-1057. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. By the way, NFL Network now has the second Ravens-Bengals game on. Week 10.
Yeah.
Exciting showdown that it was. Both quarterbacks threw 4 touchdowns. We all know the result of said game, but this is when the Ravens defense was still shaky, which they stabilized. But if you want to watch a Ravens win, because the season ended with a loss, one of the better ones is happening as we speak on NFL Network.
Let me give you a little...
Turn the volume down and keep it tuned to the fans.
Yeah, that's on NFL. Bob, I got a text or an email this morning. Netflix is going up. Cost.
What do you mean?
It's going to cost you more.
To do what?
To pay for Netflix.
Because of football? I mean,
they're raising their prices. Let's just say that. There's a price increase coming. I got a text this morning.
Well, outside of Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, and football, I don't even watch Netflix. There's a lot of different places to get movies and old TV shows. What about you, Nolan? You a Netflixer?
Every price is going up. Yeah. YouTube TV's going up.
Eggs are going up.
No, it's terrible.
I'm still waiting for the free ones we were supposed to get.
We're reaching a point where the streaming is no longer a cheaper option than the cable package.
Because if you stream Fox, ABC, CBS, ESPN, Masson, name one, like I get DAZN because I'm a boxing fan, that's $100 a year. Unless they put a DAZN pay-per-view. Then you got to pay an extra $40 for that particular fight. Nothing's cheap. And my cable bill's already $340.
Right. And I had to call Fubo TV. I had to pay $300. I said, Charlie, why do we pay for Fubo TV? Well, Dad, then I can get Big Ten Network and NHL, all this stuff. So I'm Fubo TV, too, so he can watch it on his phone.
I would say stick with it. Little tip, because I've been researching around there for the Orioles fans. Where can you watch the games you don't have cable? Masson's on Fubo, apparently.
Okay.
So I can get it then. I'm switching from YouTube TV to Fubo just because of that, plus the price increase. Okay. I'm sick and tired of that with YouTube TV.
All right.
Well, Nolan, I feel your pain. But anyway, where the hell were we talking about? Oh, yeah, there's a Ravens win going on NFL Network. College hoops last night, men. Penn State beat Nebraska 89-72. That's a tough L for the mayor because they're trying to stay in that NCAA right side and doesn't necessarily knock them out, but it puts them in a precarious situation. Oregon holds off Iowa 80-78. Rutgers beats Washington in overtime out west 89-85. Top 25. Let's see here. There was an upset. I mean, a lot of top 25 teams played, but only one upset, if you want to call it that. Missouri, number 15, blew out number 4 Alabama 110-98. Locally here, Colgate beat Navy 79-75, and it was BU 68-66 over Loyola. We talked earlier about the Four Nations Championship, Canada versus USA. ESPN Bet, for instance, has this basically as a push 'em deal.
Yeah, I could say this would be a pick 'em game because, I mean, you can make a real good case for Canada. You can make a good case for USA. USA probably has better goaltending. Canada is extremely fast, and they keep talking about, you know, what does USA have to do to stop Canada? They got to plug up the middle of the field. You got McDavid, you got McKinnon, you got Crosby, you got all, you know, I mean, they're extremely fast. So you got to plug it up and you got to be physical. John Cooper, the coach for Canada, I heard him this morning. He says we got to play 60 minutes. He says in the first USA game, we played like 30 minutes. Against Sweden, they played 50. He says we need a 60-minute game.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, or whip around. Total Request Thursday, NBA last night, back after the All-Star break. Charlotte goes to Los Angeles, taking on the remade Lakers. And boy, you figured L.A., because I kind of said yesterday or a couple of days ago they'd blow them out. Well, they didn't, and here's one of the reasons why.
Isaac handled the ball, handled pressure. He does a great job of getting to the paint and that little floater up and in.
Looked like a young Nolan McGraw with that floater. That was Spectrum Sports on the call. 100-97. LeBron James had two opportunities to tie it and brick two threes. didn't go down for him. LaMelo Ball finished with 27 points. Miles Bridges had 29. LeBron did have 26. Luka Doncic was 1-for-9 from beyond the arc, which might explain why J.J. Redick didn't want him taking the last second shot. Alex Len, Vinny, I know you're excited about him.
Mm-hmm.
He had one rebound in 10 minutes.
Ugh.
I told you, they didn't acquire Bill Walton. They acquired a guy's been riding a bench for the better part of his career. He's just tall. That's why they brought him in. Let's see. Boxing, as we said, on the zone. 7 title fights on Saturday, starting around 1 o'clock, which is awesome. In Saudi Arabia, better be Evan Bivol, 2 Russian teammates on the Olympic team. 2012 rematch from that great fight back in October for the undisputed light heavyweight world. Speaking of boxing, this day in sports history. February 20th, 1976, the greatest of all time knocked out Jean-Pierre Coupman in the fifth round. San Juan, Puerto Rico's game was on CBS. Guess who was on the call? Well, I don't want you. Pat Summerall, Tom Brookshire. You would have thought it was
football.
A Super Bowl.
Yeah.
No doubt. And Don Dumphrey was checking in from time to time. But Koopman's name was the Lion of Flanders. He looked like more like the Pussycat of the Pompalonas or whatever it is. But Ali finished him. Maryland Hoops, 1980, 45 years ago today. Cold ninth-ranked Maryland beat Wake, 83-77. Albert King, the eventual ACC Player of the Year, 32 points, 7 boards, 6-6. Buck Williams, who would be the NBA Rookie of the Year in 2 years, he had 22-12. Greg Manning, whose son's an assistant for Willard, he had 12. Maryland with the win, they clinched the ACC regular season championship. There you go. That's when they used to do things like that, Nolan, win like titles and stuff. 2001. Cole Fieldhouse, 20th-ranked Maryland, blows out NC State, 95-66. Juan Dixon, Baltimore, had 30. Steve Blake, 15-9. Byron Mouton, Lonnie Bachter, at 12 each for the Terps, who get that win over the hapless Wolfpack. And they would eventually, Maryland, that year, get to the Final Four. Could they repeat that this year? Let's not get carried away. Let's handle our business against USC. We're going to hear from Kevin Willard, as a matter of fact, coming up at 1:15. But coming back, talk to Orioles' Rich Dubroff. BaltimoreBaseball.com, and then a funhouse trip with the exciting Nolan. That news from the NASVID is going to break down Mark Andrews' stats and why he might be expendable.
Yeah.
Then again, might be irreplaceable. Albert Suarez gets the call. We were just talking about this with Cordell a couple segments ago. He's going to get the opening nod here against the Pirates. Again, we don't want to read too much into it. But big picture role as we look ahead a little bit to March 27th for Suarez will be what?
I think he's going to be the swing man. You know, if there are no injuries to any of the starters in spring training, I think he's going to be the long man. But he could be the long man and the middle man and even a short man and a starter on occasion. You know, Brandon Hyde said a little while ago that one of the things that he really likes about Suarez is when they put him in the bullpen last year, he recovered very quickly. You know, most starters don't do that. They aren't able to recover quickly if you put him in the bullpen. And that's one of the strengths that Suarez has. I think that he could be a very valuable member of the staff this year in a variety of roles.
Now, Rich, David, played a game yet. That starts in 48 hours against Pittsburgh. But has there been anyone who's been Suarez-like, if you will, in camp so far? A guy that we haven't spoken about, a guy that maybe don't even know who he is, who's going down there and going, oh, who the hell is this guy all of a sudden?
Well, a lot of us have been writing about Rodolfo Martinez. I have no idea if he's going to be he was going to be a Suarez type because Suarez at least had had major league experience and Martinez hasn't. He pitched in an independent league in Japan. He pitched in Mexico. He could throw the ball really, really hard. The Orioles have a lot of those guys. They have several pitchers and a couple of position players they got from the Mexican league. So that seems to be a popular area. Another guy who I think could be, really interesting for them is a guy who, pitched for them late last year, Matt Bowman. Pitched very well in most of the games. And, there may not be room for him to start the season. They have a lot of guys who have some major league experience in camp. And, I don't know that there is, Suarez didn't start to emerge until we saw him pitch in the game. So, if you talk to me next week, then after we've had, you know, 5 or 6 games, then maybe I'll have a better idea. But just watching, you know, just watching on the sidelines, I'd have to say, you know, Martinez is the one who's stood out so far.
Now, we talk about the starting rotation. 5 arms seem to be set, at least on paper, when they come north against Toronto. All right-handers. Is the lack of a lefty starter something that's been talked about with Elias and Brandon Hyde? And is Cade Povich maybe an in-house remedy to that, what if it's a dilemma at all?
Yeah, I don't think it's a dilemma, because, you know, if you look at the ball club's, you know, recent history, other than John Means, you know, it didn't seem like there were a lot of left-handed starters in recent years. And so I don't think it is. But, you know, if they want to go the left-handed route, obviously Povich, you know, Povich would be the guy. But I would think that right now, unless there's an injury, they're going to start with Povich in AAA. And I see him coming up a lot. I see him coming up early and maybe often, because, you know, he showed very well in September. But I think that they want to start with more veteran guys and then see where it takes them.
Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. As we've talked about, no games yet. That starts in a couple of days. But in batting practice, kind of sim games, whatever it is right now, Rich, who's had the loudest bat in camp?
You know, who I really like is Tyler O'Neill. You know, he is he's not very big, but boy is he muscular. You know, I know he's had a lot of injury issues over the years, but he's certainly an interesting guy, and the Orioles are going to need him to produce if they want people to forget that they didn't sign Anthony Santander. But I think that O'Neill is certainly a guy to watch, and he's hit the ball hard. So it's an interesting camp so far. Everybody seems very happy. It's a happy camp, and as you know, at 105.7, you like happy campers.
Oh yeah, everyone's satisfied around this place.
Hey, Rich, let's talk a little defense now. Have you noticed anything differently about Mayo, Kerstead, Holiday, and even maybe Henderson? You know, with throwing on the run and movement and stuff, or that's just going to be him?
Yeah, I haven't really seen a lot. You know, I haven't seen any real differences. I want to again, I'd like to see him play, you know, 5 or 6 games before I see, you know, if anything looks different. And of course, you know, when you talk about guys like Henderson, well, they're probably not going to go to the road games, at least certainly not early. They're going to play 4 or 5 innings before they come out. So you really, you know, they play 30 games, including a couple of split squad games. So, you know, I'm going to get the opportunity to see a lot of games and evaluate then, but certainly not yet.
Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Real quick, we know Basayo's been raking down there, but what about Enrique Bradfield, first round pick a couple years ago? 80 speed tool, 80 defense tool. Even in the situation they're in right now, not playing games, can you, I'm sure you've seen him down on the farm, tell our audience, our listeners, those of us who haven't seen him yet, why those are pretty impressive. You know, 80 is the highest you can go, and he's got 2 of those things on his checklist.
Well, he has great stats. He has great stats in the minor leagues. You know, I've really only seen him play a little bit last year. And so I'm really looking forward to watching him, watching him play in the field, watching him, you know, try and steal bases. I know Brandon Hyde said that he thought that he wanted the Orioles to be pretty aggressive this year, a lot more aggressive on the bases than they were last year. And Bradfield's not going to start the season with the Orioles. But, you know, if things change, you could see him later in the year, and he could be a real weapon. So I'm looking forward to watching him, you know, in the field and on the bases and see how well he hits at a higher level.
He's Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. What's happening on the website? Spring is here. Training.
Spring is here. Every day we have coverage down in Sarasota. and I'm sure we'll be hearing from Peter Schmuck soon. And BaltimoreBaseball.com is the place to be if you want free coverage of the Orioles.
Free is good, Rich Dubroff. Rich, appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Rich.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
There's Rich Dubroff. We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse. Nolan McGraw. The news from the Nats coming up top of the hour. He's going to break down Mark Andrews, the pros and cons. Maybe not cutting him, but can you get anything in a trade at this stage of his career? I can't wait till the combine. We get some fresh stuff. It's probably going to be cantankerous early with John Harbaugh and Eric DaCosta, but fresh nonetheless, because Tucker's got to be the first thing they're asked about.
Yeah, Tucker, and then they're going to ask about Brady Cleveland because he got arrested, which they're going to say. Or Ben Cleveland.
Brady Cleveland might be a better player.
Yeah, but Ben Cleveland, you know, and they're going to say he's a free agent. You know, he's not on our team.
Bye-bye.
You know, so, but then once we get into the nitty-gritty, you know, they're going to ask about free agency and all that kind of stuff, you know, which they're not going to be able to talk about.
Hot topic. I brought this up, last week? And if he's the star of that game against Buffalo, we even mentioning him as a cap casualty or trade candidate. Well, he wasn't the star of the game.
What's going to be interesting, Bob, is when we look at the numbers, it's an interesting take. It's a thought.
And we'll get to that, pardon me, top of the hour, so stay tuned for that. Also joining us, Sean Devaney, 1230heavy.com. How do you save the NBA All-Star game? I think the bigger question is, does anyone really care?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't watched it in 25 years. Nolan, do you care if they, air quotes, save the NBA All-Star game? Save it from what? I mean, I was kind of digging it towards in the second Jordan era when he came back from retirement from baseball, where they were wearing the team uniforms and Kobe was a young rising star. I mean, those games where they played to win the game, Herm Edwards. I think it's beyond saving.
I think the better question would be, do they want to be saved?
Right.
And I'm talking about the players here because they have to buy in whatever format they're going to go with, whether it's the traditional all-star game, East versus West, which a lot of people like that. They want the international format. They want whatever fancy, new, weird concoction they can come up with. Are the players going to buy in? And at the end of the day, they just haven't been buying in for a long time. And it's not just the game. It's the skills competition. It's the dunk contest. I mean, Mac McClung's trying his hardest here, but skill competition, I just mentioned it there. The Wemby and Chris Paul, they didn't get enough grief for what they did on Saturday night, essentially trying to cheat the system. And it's hard to explain, really, but they do like this, I don't know, time drill where you make all these passes, you shoot from every portion of the court, and whoever finishes it, two-man team, then the fastest time wins. Well, you don't get any bonus points for making a shot, so Chris Paul, in his infinite wisdom, said, well, we're just not even going to try to make the shots. So they passed the ball through the hoops that they had to, and then they just lightly chucked the ball off the rack and then ran to the next position. And they recorded a super fast time, of course, because they sped their way through it without trying. And then an official came over and said, yeah, you guys are disqualified. We're not doing that. And Paul's sitting there like, oh, well, like, all right. Like, you got picked to be in this event for the All-Star game. If you don't want to do it, step aside and let someone else
do it. Same with LeBron. Your ankle hurts, tap out earlier, then they can pick someone else on the team instead of you. Anyway, I think it's beyond saving, but we'll talk to Sean about that and the actual season itself, which resumed last night. Big old slate of games coming up tonight. But Nolan, we got time for a fun hour, so you want to talk to the people out there about anything on your mind. Andrews, we getting rid of him. Orioles, you feeling confident? Because like Rich Dubroff said, it's a happy camp. They're all literally happy campers down in Sarasota right now. So if they're happy, I'm happy.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The rudeness, tuneness text reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
First text on the Orioles. This one says, Albert Suarez being at least somewhat close to what he was last year would be huge for this upcoming season. Either way, Mike Elias generally finds a way to add relievers who no one knows about They still end up having a big impact. I'm talking about guys like Cionel Perez, Yennier Cano. They come to mind. Hopefully, another name on the way.
Danny Coulomb is another one of those players now back in Minnesota. I always like Suarez at 100 miles plus, maybe back end of the bullpen. But because of that versatility, and as Brandon Hyde said, it doesn't take forever to stretch him out. I think his role is going to be huge because we all understand there are going to be injuries to the rotation.
No
Every
doubt.
Team's going to suffer one, and it's good to know you've got a nice little safety net there with a Suarez, which reminds me of the Led Zeppelin song, Southbound Suarez, from In Through the Outdoor. You know, that new Zeppelin thing just came out, being Led Zeppelin or whatever.
More on the Orioles. Texter here says, I know everyone is upset about the O's not replacing Burns with a true ace, but if they end up rolling out a five-man rotation where every guy is giving you third starter production, that can be enough to win in today's game. Ultimately, staying healthy will be what determines if this group sinks or swims.
And a strong bullpen, because if you're not going to get a ton of innings from your rotation, which the Orioles, by all accounts, have set themselves up with, I think Grayson Rodriguez has two-level stuff. And then can you get by with a two if he stays healthy, reaches some potential, couple of threes, and a couple of, we don't know what Zagano's going to be. I have no idea. I'm not even going to sit here and say he's going to win. Kramer's going to hit the post, you'd think. I mean, he had some injury problems last year, but he's reliable. So he's, what, a four? Eflin and Morton are threes with higher upside. But Grayson's got to be the guy that takes it to the next level. He's got, as Chip Patterson would say, he's the one that's got to level up, is Grayson Rodriguez.
The thing to me about, like, Corbin Burns was, when you were in a losing streak and his turn was coming up, you expect him to win. First round of the first game in the playoffs, that, you know, to me, that's your number one. There's, throughout the year, you can get by, but at certain times of year, you need that guy that you can count on who's going to be the streak buster and those kind of things.
He pitched great in the playoffs for the Orioles. They just didn't give him any runs.
Right.
Kind of surprising they let him go that long. I mean, he deserved it, but it kind of goes back to...
He went into the eighth inning.
Right. It goes back to the point about the modern game of baseball, where even if a guy is dealing in the playoffs, managers always kind of have that quick hook. It's not just a Hyde thing. See it all the time. Rays got a bunch of crap for it with Blake Snell when they were in the World Series. He was dealing. Pulled him after, what, four or five?
Look, the team that won the World Series last year, Dodgers, who was their dude down the stretch? Guy they acquired at the trade deadline, Jack Flaherty, because of injuries. So you can mix and match and make do, but somebody's got to rise up and be that guy. But I think the Orioles' rotation is acceptable enough to win a lot of games. I'm more worried about the offense getting back to... And I'm not overly worried, by the way, what they were in the first half of last. Even with a crappy second half, they finished third or fourth in the majors in runs scored. They were second in homers. They suck with runners in scoring position. And boy, you get a base hit with two outs and a runner on third. Hey, that remedies a lot of problems, doesn't it?
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.